Hello, Melbourne Bird Clinic. This is Tawny.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, because I've got an appointment with Corey next week in Traralgon.
Okay, yep.
My bird, he had, like, metal poisoning last year.
Yep.
And I took him to the Melbourne vet last week because his feet were going yellow, and his blood test results came back as his ASD really low.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just wondering if, like, because I know they don't show signs or anything, I'm just wondering if, like, you have any recommendations of what I can give him until I can see her, because I can't get back to Melbourne, that's all.
Oh, okay. Did you have the blood test done here?
No, it was at Burwood, because my last result, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's very shaky since he got sick, and he's just super skittish, and the car, he's just unsettled, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. It's hard to tell because we haven't seen him here and kind of got the blood results and everything in front of us.
Yeah.
It's hard to give much advice. Definitely worth giving Burwood a call because they've got all that info handy, especially if he's a bit shaky and not quite right. He might need to start something a bit earlier.
Yeah, because when I took him, I told her his diet and everything.
Yeah.
And she told me to wait 3 to 6 months to redo the blood test, and I thought, well, I don't know if that's right or not.
Yeah, okay.
And then, the past week his feet, like, because they were already yellow, but they've gone, a brighter yellow, and yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I mean, sounds like
it's
might
gone
need
pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I know, I know you haven't seen him to, you know, tell me what medication he needs and all that.
Yeah, it's a bit...
I don't know if there's anything.
Yeah, it's a bit hard. I definitely would speak to Burwood and see if they would recommend anything in the meantime, just because they do have, like, the blood results and all that info to tell them what to try. But, yeah, definitely worth having a chat, especially if he's not quite his normal self and got these funny symptoms.
Yeah, because, I'd risk the car ride for him to take him to you guys, but I don't know, like... I know they were birds there, but, yeah, she didn't really know what birdie was or anything, and it just made me feel kind of uneasy. And
that's a bit difficult.
So
the only
3 to 4 months
do...
put me off.
Yeah, of course. The only thing you could do is maybe a phone consult through here. If you get Burwood to send the history and the blood results, I could book a time for our vet to have a look at all that and give you a call.
That'll
be
awesome.
$80 or something for a blood phone consult.
Yeah.
But that's
definitely
an option if you want to do that.
Yeah, when do you have...
I could do... We're pretty crazy today. It might have to be like 4:40. Would that be okay?
Yeah, because I've worked till 2 anyway, so I was
going to
say.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you been here before?
No.
That's okay. What would that be? 17, 10. I'll quickly grab some details. What was your last name?
Kostos, K-O-S-T-O-S.
Oops. K-O-S-T-O-S. And your first name?
Storm, like Thunderstorm.
And what was your best phone number?
The one on now, so 0457.
Yep.
777.
Yep.
839.
And your address?
24.
Yep.
Dunbar, so D-U-N-B-A-R.
Yep.
Avenue Morwell.
Avenue Morwell. Perfect. And what is your bird's name?
Ronnie. R-O-N-N-I-E.
Ronnie. And what kind of bird is Ronnie?
Alexandrian.
Oh, yeah. And do you know roughly how old?
He's 2 in September.
Oh, he's just a young one.
Oh, no, he got it at, like, 6 months old, so...
Oh, no. Alexandrian, they get into everything.
Oh, no.
And he's a male, I assume?
Yeah,
all right, perfect.
Because his diet's, like, the only thing she told me had changed, like, when she gave me the results was his diet, but he's already on, like, fresh chopped and fruits, and I've cut out the fruits, like, the sugary fruits.
Yeah. Does he get pellets or seed or anything to top him up as well?
He doesn't have seed. He's got, like, the plain pellets, because I know the colourful ones have
sugars
and stuff.
That sounds pretty good. But the vet can go through that all as well with you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I can book that in for 4:40. Are you happy to pop that through, the payment through now? Or do you want me to give you a call a little bit later?
Yeah, I can do. Just give me 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, it's $90 for the phone consult.
Yeah, that's all good. I'll just transfer.
Yep.
Is there any additional charges, or is that...
There shouldn't be, unless we're sending out medications or anything, but the vet can give you exact prices and stuff.
Okay, cool.
Of that, when they go through it all. And, yeah, they can figure out with you if it's easier to just send a script or just post the medications.
Yep, all good. Well, I'm ready when you are.
All right, cool. Get my machine ready. It's going to be a bit slow because I haven't used it yet today.
Yeah, that's all good. Sorry.
That's all good. I'm also a bit slow because it's the morning. all righty, what was the card number?
Call number, sorry, 5217.
5417, was it?
217.
5217, yep.
2954.
Yep.
2560.
Yep.
1022.
And the expiry on that one?
The 9th of the 27th.
927. And the three numbers on the back?
539.
539. Perfect. And I can email you the receipt if you like. Yes. Grab a pen. What was your email address?
So it's Storm.
Storm, yep.
P.
Yep.
Costos.
Costos, yep.
At outlook.com.
Outlook.com. All right, beautiful. That's gone through. So I'll email you the receipt now. Did you want to call Burwood, or did you want me to give Burwood a call and get the history sent over?
If you're happy to do it, it might be easier, and then you can
easy.
Just throw it on.
Perfect. All right, I'll give them a call now, and we'll give you a call at 4:40 this afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem. Talk to you then.
Yeah.
Bye.